She walks through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run. Like a fox, like a fox on the run. Everybody knows the reason for the fall. When woman tempted man down in paradise they fall. Then a woman tempted me and took me for a ride. Like a wary fox, I need a place to hide. She walks through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run. Like a fox, like a fox on the run. We'll pour a glass of wine to fortify my soul. We'll talk about the world and the plans we used to know. I'll find a stream of girls to put me on the floor. My race is almost up, the fox is at my door. She walks through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run. Like a fox, like a fox on the run.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be back at the Florida Folk Festival after missing a year. I'm sure everybody is glad to be back here. And I'm glad that all the entertainers came out to help put on another one in the fall this time. And I hope everyone has a good time while we have this festival. Hope it continues. I know everybody lost when we didn't have it this spring. There's another song that I've done at the Florida Folk Festival before. It's kind of a poem that was written by a great uncle of mine, and it's called Gospel Snakes, and it's I put it to music about 5 or 6 years ago, and it's like this. Up in the hills of old Kentucky, pardon y'all, the toughest place that was ever struck, there lived a man named Jacob Job, and he was the toughest on the mountain globe. He feared not God or cared for man, except his wild and wicked clan. There were 6 boys, big and bad. They all followed right behind the dad. There were 6 girls, big bucks and gals. They danced the frolics with the pals. They danced the tipple at the hills, sometimes tippled at the stills. And then one day an awful rattlesnake bit the oldest boy, big wicked Jake. And through his veins a poison flew. He's bound to die, what we gonna do? And they sent a runner into town in haste to fetch a parson down. A Dutchman from John Wesley's band was as good as any in the land. He prayed a wondrous cure's prayer with words both rich and rare. Whether heaven it reached or not, on earth it surely hit the spot. And he said, oh God, we thank thee for this here snake that thou hast sent to bid old Jay, to fetch him down from his high horse and lead him to the Savior's cross. Oh God, he never would repent and tell his blessed snake was sent. And he wouldn't mind his wicked way until kind providence came today. And now, oh God, the great I am, please send a nothing to bite old Sam. And Chicken Chon, the worst of rakes, oh God, we need more rattlesnakes. Send chicken snakes to bite the gals and all their dancing wicked pals. And as Ma Jones, she needs one too. Perhaps a copperhead would do. Please send the biggest on the globe to bite old Daddy Jacob Job. And then, oh God, before too late, please hurry up, these here gospel snakes, and save this old Kentucky state. We ask it all for Jesus' sake. Thank you. Those of you that have found one of the White Springs Bluegrass albums, there was a song recorded a couple of springs ago called Mule Skinner Blues. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Shine. Down on the seaboard line, get home. Oh,
you know, some folks are fiddlers, and some play the violin. Now, I think between you and me and the gatepost, I think that Cousin W.B. McKinney looks like he might be a fiddler. Now, if he is, he never has fiddle for me. But he does make beautiful music with his violin. And he's going to do some delightful Fosteriana for us. My, you can't be gathered on the stream that wraps itself around the world and not have some Stephen Foster music here in Stephen Foster Memorial Park. So, our friend W.B. Kinney from over Stark Way and Mona Canova are going to make some music, and you can just close your eyes and be soothed and take a little nap while he plays.
Thank you so much, Cousin Thelma. It's a real joy to be back here to play the instrument for you again this afternoon, folks. And we've chosen to play for you this afternoon. The first number we'll play will be by Stephen Foster, Old Folks at Home. And then we'll play you Aura Lee. And then we'll play you Whispering Hope as a hymn. Thank you.
See, what I say is so. It's beautiful music. Let's give him another hand. Thank you. Oh, it's nice to have kissing cousins. And now, let's welcome a fine group. As I told you, our talent scout all over the place. And when I went down to Dade City to help with a little folk festival, one-day folk festival in conjunction with the Heart of Florida Fair, Dade City, I found this lovely Alleluia singing group from St. Leo. And let's welcome the Alleluia Singers with their leader, Chris Hall. It's delightful to have some children growing up singing.
Thank you very much. We have more children this year than we've ever had before, so we picked out a song especially for the children. Hope you'll join in when we get to the part that you should know.
They are beautiful, aren't they? Let's give them another hand. All right, let's welcome a dancing grandmother, a lovely Polish-American lady who keeps alive the dancing of her Polish forefathers. She's been here many times. Irene Dunham of Orlando. Give her a hand. Isn't she delightful? A grandmother. In my meandering around with little folk festivals, I discovered this next wonderful performer, Olin Fraser of Fernandina Beach. He's better than syrup to sop, too.
Thank you. This is a traditional American railroad song called George Alley's FFV.
Along came the FFV, the swiftest on the line, running along the C&O road, just 20 minutes behind. Running into Nashville, headquarters on the line, receiving very strict orders from a station just behind. Georgie's mother came to him, had a bucket on her arm. She cried, "My baby son, be careful how you run. There's many a man who has lost his life in trying to make lost time. But if you run your engines right, you'll get there just on time." Well, up the track she darted, into a rock she crashed. Upside down the engine turned, and Georgie's chest was smashed. His head lay against the firebox door, and the flames were rolling high. I'm proud to be born for an engineer and see no road to die. Doctor said to Georgie, "My darling boy, be still. Your life can yet be saved if it is God's blessed will." "Oh no," George cried to the doctor, "Lord, that would never be. I'd lots rather die with the engine I love, 143. Doctor, he told Georgie, "Your life cannot be saved. You murdered upon a railway and laid in the lonesome grave. His face was covered up with blood, and his eyes they could not see. The very last words that Georgie screamed were, 'Nearer, my God, to me.'"
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. This is an old Doc Watson tune. Some of my words, some of Bob Dylan stuck in there. Now the clouds are gone. We'll let it rain, let it pour, let it rain, baby, all night long. I got them deep river blues. I was out with a woman late last night. I was 3/4 drunk, but she looked all right. I got them deep river blues. And I was down in the sewer with some little lover when somebody opened up the manhole cover. I got them deep river blues. Yeah, let it rain, let it pour, let it rain all night long. I got them deep river blues.
26, 27, 28, 29 make his face look just like mine. I got them deep river blue. Well, I was shadow boxing early in the day, getting ready for Cassius Clay. I got them deep river blue. Hey, let it rain, let it fall, let it rain all night long. I got them deep river blue. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, hit him in the face and I bust his spleen. I got them deep river blue. Yeah, let it rain, let it fall, let it rain all night long. I got them deep river blue. Well, let it rain, let it pour, let it rain all night long. I got them deep river blue.
I'll tell you, we have a very, very wonderful, rich, full program, and it's a remarkable fact that all of our performers, with the exception of one little Georgia peach, are Florida performers. And, you know, in past years, we've had a lot of out-of-state, but we don't need to go out-of-state. We've got them thick as fleas on a dog's back right here in Florida. Can't have a folk festival without a musical saw. And as far as we know, there are just two musical sawyers in the state, one from up Chipley way, and our good friend Aubrey, who's been coming to the festival most as long as I have. He had a little time out to go to India to teach them how to plant corn over there. He lives in Gainesville, and it's a great, always a pleasure to have Cousin Aubrey here. Let's give him a hand. One more thing. That good-looking young man stole the youngest Wiggins girl. He's the husband of Hallie Wiggins. His name is Greg Rohr, and he's a very fine musician.
Thank you, folks. My first number will be Rose of Tralee. Number I know you all know, In the Sweet By and By.